Researchers from UW-Madison and a university in Denmark have attempted to integrate expected warming of 2 to 3 degrees Fahrenheit over the next 40 years with potential land use changes across the U.S. UW Geography professor Jack Williams says climate change is generally moving faster than land use change, but the rates of both will matter to a lot of species.
It's like hitting a wall at 10 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour. Slower rates of change give species more time to adapt, perhaps for species to migrate.
Williams says parts of the upper Midwest may see relatively high rates of climate change. He says that may help some trees grow here, but elsewhere, wildlife may depend on things like whether high crop prices would keep farmers in business and not selling off their land for development into things like warm asphalt parking lots.
These land use scenarios for the future tend to show an increases in forest cover, but decreases in grassland and rangeland cover. And so that has maybe negative implications for species that are more dependent upon these grassland habitats.
Williams says programs that preserve grassland and native habitat near farms may become even more critical because in the relatively flat Midwest, species can't just move up 100 feet to stay cooler. They may have to travel hundreds of miles to stay in their preferred thermal zones, and some won't be able to make the trip. The new study is published in the journal Nature Climate Change. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.